Dozens of seats in the House and Senate are up for grabs next Tuesday. Candidates are making their final pitches to voters across the country. One of them is Ilhan Omar. She's running in the 5th Congressional District of Minnesota, and she's breaking ground. She's said to be the first Somali-American woman to run for national office. The World's Allison Herrera reports from Minneapolis.
All right. So what's the plan?
So we're going to start at AIM. We can do these four floors, and then we'll be able to walk across.
Ilhan Omar balances her duties as a candidate and her new celebrity status. On a recent afternoon, she braved rush hour traffic to get to an apartment complex in a Minneapolis suburb. There, she briefs volunteers before they knock on doors.
Some say, sorry, I missed you. Like, there's one stack of sorry, I missed you.
A stack of regulars.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Later, she does an interview with me while a Netflix documentary crew films us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Last week, a CBS News crew followed her around.
Come on in.
Omar doesn't think her voters care about all the attention she's getting.
For me, campaigning really is about connecting with people and having a conversation and showing up. All they care about is the fact that I'm there.
Omar's running to represent the 5th Congressional District, an area that includes Minneapolis and some first-ring suburbs. Nearly a third of residents here live at or below the federal poverty line. Along the main highway that runs through the district, hundreds of the city's homeless Native American population are camping out to protest the high cost of housing. Native activist Jace Rowe says this population feels ignored.
And I find that concerning because these people are running to represent us as a whole, as a community.
This district has been loyal to Democrats since the early 1960s. It's solidly blue in an increasingly purple state, encompassing many immigrant and refugee communities. Voters here elected the first Muslim to Congress, Keith Ellison, and re-elected him 3 times. Ellison's black and grew up in Michigan. 25-year-old Khalid Mohammed has lived in the district for years. He says Ellison was important to Muslim communities in a crucial moment.
So a lot of people started related to him after 9/11 because he was a very strong advocate for the Muslim community after they faced a lot of discriminatory, you know, stuff going on.
Ellison's not running for re-election. He's in a tight race for Minnesota Attorney General, but he paved the way for Omar to take his seat. On her social media feed, there are pictures of them campaigning together, despite allegations by a former partner that Ellison abused her, allegations that Ellison denies. And this is all Omar would say about that.
Keith has built, I think, a massive system of civic engagement. And has always, I think, inspired many of us to really believe that our voice mattered and our voice counted.
Lately, Omar's been caught up in her own controversy. Last month, a Republican member of the Minnesota House filed 3 complaints against her, alleging that she misused campaign funds. Omar says that's just an effort to, quote, derail a Muslim woman's campaign.
The truth is, I have never really been cited for any campaign violation.
Omar tries to stay on message, saying all that matters is what she promises to accomplish. Her platform is ambitious.
It looks like fighting for a living wage. It looks like getting paid sick and safe time for folks. It looks like protections against wage theft for folks to have, you know, an education that's world class, an opportunity to advance their education without, being shackled for the rest of their life by student debt.
For some supporters, like Somali-American Dega Chabel, it's important that Omar, like Ellison, is someone who understands what Muslim communities face. Chabel's a school teacher in the district with 3 children.
We need to survive. And we need someone that knows exactly what we're talking about. And Ilhan knows exactly what the Muslim Somali-American community is going through and all the hateful things that we're hearing and all those fearful things.
Persevering despite those fearful things and getting a lot of attention while doing it has made Omar a symbol of hope, and not just in Minnesota. She's inspired Somali women across the globe, like Leila Ali Elmi, a newly elected Green Party member of parliament in Sweden.
I'm 30 years old, lived in Sweden most of my life.
Elmi says having someone who looks like her, even across the world in Minnesota, is encouraging. Her platform resembles Omar's, and so does her story. Elmi fled Somalia when she was young.
Because of her being a woman and because of her being a woman of color, I think those two are the main ingredients for the inspiration. In male-dominated political positions, I think that is an inspiring story.
Omar gets tweets like one from another Somali woman in Belgium, 21-year-old Sarah Mohammed Khalif. She told Omar on Twitter, "I hope to meet you someday." For Omar, the pressure of celebrity is manageable because she says she believes democracy itself is at stake. And she says she knows what democracy looks like when it fails from her time as a refugee.
For me, it is understanding, right, like what the absence of it looks like and the need to work with it to make it better and not break it.
Omar faces an inexperienced Republican opponent in the midterms next week. She's leading in the polls. If she wins, she'll replace her mentor in Congress as one of two Muslim American members. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera, Minneapolis, Minnesota.